I'm Mark Simmet from IPR's Studio One, and 8035 is coming up this summer. It's springtime right now, but the highlight of the summer for music fans and anyone looking for a good time in downtown Des Moines is definitely the 8035 Festival. It's Friday, July 12th and Saturday, July 13th this year. And we are talking with Andy Cusack, who is heading up the 8035 booking team. Hello, Andy.
Hi, how are you?
Good to have you with us to talk about who will be at 8035 this year. That's always exciting to find out. And before we get to that, some changes this year for the festival in terms of the location of stages. And actually, the festival itself is moving a bit, correct?
Just a little bit, yes. For those familiar with it, generally the festival is moving slightly west. No longer will it be occupying 10th Street downtown Des Moines. The main paid stage area will remain in the same spot that it's always been, but there will be an additional stage within that main paid area. It'll also be occupying a little bit more space north, the general free area of the festival footprint, and there will be a stage on Grand Avenue now, just off of 14th Street. And the IPR live session stage itself will be moving, and that will be on 13th Street, just south of Locust.
I'm sure it's still going to be not difficult to find the festival.
Nope, not at all.
It's where all the excitement is there in downtown Des Moines, and we are excited to have a new stage, and it's going to be a great time. So let's get into who will be playing at the festival this year. You can tell us a bit about the headliners and some of the other bands.
Absolutely. We're excited to share everything. Portugal the Man and L King are our headliners. Portugal the Man is an alt-rock band that has really exploded over the last 2 years, especially behind their single Feel It Still. They've been in the Des Moines area before, but we feel like they're just on a completely a new level of popularity and have had a large audience discover them since they were last here. So we're excited to have them head everything up. L King is kind of known as a powerhouse vocalist. She's got a hit single as well that people may know called X's and O's. And she often gets compared to Janis Joplin because of her passion and style. I wouldn't necessarily say that she has the same type of vocal delivery, but I think if you catch a live set from L King, that passion and kind of raw energy will come through in her performance.
I've been running since the day I was born. I'm the definition of a warren. Shed a tear for each soul set free. But that's what happens when you dance with me. Pity the man that stands in my way. I'm a nightmare even in the day. I'll be wise with which words you say. Cause they could be the last breath you take. Go ahead, baby, dumb me. Well, I ain't nobody's baby, baby. I'm an outlaw. Call me a criminal, maybe, baby. I'm an outlaw. You know I ain't evil, but I ain't a saint. Can't help it, I was born this way, a baby outlaw. Ooh, baby, I'm an outlaw.
We've also got Metric, which is an anthemic indie rock band who has quite a large following around central Iowa. Mr. Wives will be bringing kind of a dance party with their indie dance pop songs. No Name, I'm particularly excited about. She's a hip-hop artist, and much in the same way that you might highlight the lyricism of Patti Smith or Bob Dylan, I think No Name fits in that conversation within the hip-hop world. I think, you know, her poetry could stand alone on it on its own.
Your family looking like a prison. Your mama at the table crying all her head gone. Feeling fishy, finding chemo, smoking seaweed for cone. These Disney movies too close. You title email, no name, thank you for your sweet telephone. It saves lives. The secret is I'm actually broken. I tried to raise a healer, kneeling at the edge of the ocean. Somebody said it saves lives. Ooh, holds my hand at night, I think the glass half full. Who'll bring me back to Inglewood? I shouldn't bleed this good. Holy conundrum, and a prayer to hope, the bank account wishing bone for my loved ones. Tell them no name, still don't got no money. Tell them no name, almost passed out drinking. Secret is she really think it saves lives. Somebody hit D'Angelo, I think I need him on this one. Brothers and sisters, mamas, cousins, uncles, everyone missing somebody. Dancing daylight.
Liz Phair. We're extremely excited to be bringing here. She's just such an icon within the indie rock world, within alternative rock, from Exile on Guyville, which is her sort of seminal album from the early to mid-90s, through what she's doing today. We're really excited to have Liz Phair come. Youngblood is a British singer-songwriter, alternative rock with some reggae influence. One of his claims to fame is that he has an uncle who is in T-Rex. He's made a lot of waves on that side of the ocean, but he's got a new single with Halsey here that's been making a pretty big splash on the U.S. side of things and has been growing in popularity here. Another artist that a lot of people, especially from Iowa, may be familiar with is Lissy. And Lissy kind of has some Quad Cities roots and has obviously grown well beyond just being a Quad Cities artist. But, you know, now that Lissy is touring and on the national stage, we're happy to have her on our stages.
I take a breath, I close my eyes, I'm in another space and time, a hidden layer, another kind of reality, parallel line. Somewhere we are together, somewhere in the stars. Imagine
Murder by Death is an Americana indie rock band from Indiana who's stopped in Des Moines a couple times but hasn't been here in a while. They've played some more intimate shows and we're excited to have them on a bigger stage within our paid area.
Baby, you're right, I'm no good. Got a heart made of glass and a head made of wood. Let me make it clear, when I'm gone, I'm gone. The night's just the night, and there's no coming dawn. When shall I return? I confess, I don't know. What's around the bend? What's left to unfold? I could promise you the moon brought down with the lasso. I need to stay, but alas, I must go. Back in the stark woods, behind your old house, I buried some things.
Some other artists that we have included in our lineup are Open Mike Eagle, who is a rapper who is originally Chicago-based, now based in L.A. He also is known for his comedic skills and his presence within podcasts. If you just search Open Mike Eagle and podcast, you'll probably have 20 different podcasts come up. But he's both hilarious and very talented as a musician. We've got Sadat X and L with DJ Chaos, and that L is Elda Sensei. Sadat X is known for being a founding member of New York hip-hop group Brand Nubian. The Beths will be here from New Zealand, and this is another one who I'm particularly excited about. Just an indie rock band who's basically just kind of starting out and catching on here in the U.S., and we're glad to be able to catch them within this initial wave of what they're doing, and excited to see how they perform live. Another band that is extremely well known around Central Iowa that we're excited to bring back to our festival is the Envy Corps, and I don't want to make any presumptions about what their future plans are, but I think you'll be hearing a little bit more from the Envy Corps between now and our festival. The Harmalese is a folk Americana group, and it's no mistake that their name sounds like harmony, as the harmonies within their vocals will be very striking when you hear them live, and I think that'll be something that people really enjoy when they get to see them. And, you know, in addition to all those things, we have our kind of standard lifeblood of the festival is the Iowa acts that are included as well. So, you know, many of those acts can be caught on our Gen Z stage, which is highlighting up-and-coming artists who are, you know, maybe junior high or high school-aged, and we'll have a stage that features almost entirely Iowa artists that'll be within that free area still.
I noticed there's a couple of bands. Metric is Canadian.
Yep.
Youngblood from England. The Beths from New Zealand. Is it just a coincidence? More international acts this time out?
It is. I'd say overall, yes, it's a coincidence. We like to, pull from a wide variety and don't want to feel hindered by any kind of location. I wouldn't say that we necessarily tried to get more international acts this year than any other, but it just happened to work out that way. And we're happy to have, you know, bands from, you know, beyond just a national stage, a worldwide stage coming here to Central Iowa for 8035.
And I know last year there was some talk about an increase of female artists on the bill and female headliners. Was that kind of in mind again this year, or also accidental?
You know, we always try to keep it in mind, but I don't want to say that having women on the lineup is just trying to check a box. You know, everybody that we've got in this lineup is supremely talented, and more than anything, what we're looking for is bands who are great live performers, artists who are great live performers, and we're, you know, excited that we've gotten so many talented women on our lineup, and we hope to continue to do so.
So the festival is Friday, July 12th and Saturday, July 13th, downtown Des Moines. Where can folks find ticket information, Andy?
Ticket information and lineup information can be found at 80-35.com.
Thanks for talking to us, Andy Cusack, heading up the 8035 booking team.
Thank you.